Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, and I have celebrities in the studio. As always, I love the celebrities. I have the Hartford Court for Blossom Time. Welcome, everybody. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Lots of energy. I like that. So I want to introduce who I have in the studio with me and find out a little bit about them and about the Hartford Court. First, we have Mackenzie Chambers, right?
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yes.
Welcome, Mackenzie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So tell me about Mackenzie. What grade are you in? And first off, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior at Hartford.
Senior at Hartford. And college plans after graduation?
Well, I'm planning on to play college basketball, and I want to major in sports management. And the college choice is still in the air because of basketball. I don't know which one I want to play at yet.
Okay. Well, first, let me say your first runner-up. I wanted to make sure we identified you correctly. So what's your best thing about school? What do you like about school so far? What's your favorite subject? Maybe a favorite teacher?
I like gym, actually, because of sports, yeah. My favorite teacher would probably be the gym teacher. She's also an English teacher at our high school. Her name is Miss Macias.
And you mentioned basketball.
Yes.
So you like playing basketball.
Yep.
How long have you been doing that?
Actually, since my freshman year. I haven't been playing that long.
And so you want to go like professional WNBA stuff?
not quite that far, but college definitely.
College basketball?
Yeah.
That's great. So tell me about Blossom Time. First year you've been part of Blossom Time?
Yes.
So what made you decide that you just woke up one morning and said, I think I'll try out for Blossom Time this year? What?
Well, I've always been thinking of it. Last year's Queen Angela Saldana, she was on my basketball team, my softball team. She always told me how great of an experience it was. And then I saw these girls were signed up to do it, and I went to the meeting, and then I kind of just got dragged into it from there. So
dragged. I like that comment. Dragged into.
Well, not really dragged, but
kicking
I made that choice. Yes.
Or,
no. But so, I made that choice to join, and I never went back from there.
So the former queen talked to you about doing it then?
Yes. We were really good friends.
And you said it was rewarding for her. How so? She obviously told you something that's like, yeah.
Well, Angela, before my basketball coach, always called her smart girl. She always had her glasses on. She didn't really talk that much. And then once she was queen, she kind of went out of her box. You could just tell from being her friend all the way through my high school years. So from that, I wanted to join because I've wanted to come out of my box, meet new friends from all their communities.
Sure. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And glad you're here. Move that microphone over. We're going to talk with Piper Reinhardt. Hi, Piper.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Second runner up. So
yes.
Tell me about Piper. What grade are you in?
I am a senior as well at Hartford High School.
Is this your first year of Blossom Time?
Well, in 2013, I was first runner up to Miss Junior Teen. Which is a mouthful, but
that is a first runner up to
Miss Junior Teen.
And that was 2013.
Yes.
So that was like ages ago.
Yes.
That was back like when the world was in black and white or something.
Yeah,
like
it was my sixth grade year. It was dark times.
I'm telling you. Yeah. So tell me about Piper. What do you like to do?
I read a lot.
Yeah. What do you read?
Yes. Everything. I'm going to be an English teacher, so I really enjoy reading.
So what are you reading right now? If I said what are you halfway through of?
Wicked.
Wicked right now?
Yes.
What's been one of your favorite books, obviously? So what's your favorite book that you've read so far?
Catcher in the Rye.
Really? What's that about?
It's kind of different. It's kind of hard to read, actually, which I didn't expect. It's from the perspective of a guy who's kind of going crazy, and so you kind of like read his journey, but he doesn't lead on to going kind of crazy. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned college.
Yes.
What are you thinking after graduation?
After graduation, I'm moving to Kalamazoo and going to KVCC for my first 2 years, and then hopefully I'm transferring to U of M to major in secondary education.
Awesome. So you said this is not really your first year, first time around for Blossom Time. What made you decide to go this year? Or this time around, I guess.
I saw the girls who were running, and I knew a lot of them, but I didn't know them well. So that was part of it, was getting to know people that I go to school with, but might not have known very well.
Sure.
Also, the the whole experience when I did it before was really fun, and I knew it would be just a great experience overall. So I just wanted to go do it again.
Very cool. Congratulations.
Thank
Glad
you.
You're here. Moving over to Miss Hartford, Bryn Duffy. Hi, Bryn.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. Glad that you are here. Tell me about Bryn.
Oh, geez.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior at Hartford High School as well.
Senior at Hartford. So first year for Blossom Time, no?
No, I was Miss Teen Hartford in 2016.
Really? Was that fun?
It was a lot of fun. And honestly, that's what made me want to turn around and do Miss, because our queen, Allie Sinclair, and watching her compete in Blossom Time and getting second runner-up on Blossom Time court, it was just, I really looked up to her and I was like, I just want to do that. I want to be just like Allie. And like,
right.
Now I'm here. So
you took a little time off. You had to kind of rethink things. Why'd you take a little break in between?
Had to wait for the age limit to be missed.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I had to grow up a little bit.
and mature a little bit.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do outside of school and Blossom Time?
Well, I love being outdoors and hammocking. It's a little too cold now and just hang out outside and just enjoy it without freezing, but it's just anything nature.
What is hammocking?
Well, there's hammocks and you literally just tie them between two trees,
right.
And it's just the most, you just lay there. You just lay outside and you just set up your own little hammock.
There and just do nothing, or do you
really,
read,
you just take in the scenery and just like think about it, just relax. And it's just like you time. I love it.
So you just go to a park or somewhere and
hang
up and just kind of lay there and enjoy nature?
This past summer we went to Vanocken Lake in Hartford has two trees that are perfect. And that was like my spot, or just the beach or anywhere you can find two trees kind of close together. Honestly, it's pretty simple.
Post-high school plans?
Well, I know I want to be a nurse anesthetist, but I'm currently undecided on which college.
A what? You said a nurse?
It's like a nurse to an anesthesiologist.
Oh, got it. Okay. They make good money.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. So you're still exploring. So
yes.
Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And last but not least, Mr. Hartford, Xavier Salinas. I say it right, Xavier?
Yeah, you did.
Awesome. So tell me about Xavier.
Senior at Hartford High School as well.
And that's it. I'm a senior. That's all there is. So, what do you like to do outside of school and Blossom Time?
Outside of school, it's basketball. It's my schedule. I'm just at home doing laundry, cleaning my suits that I always got to wear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Post high school plans? What are you thinking?
I plan on going to Kalamazoo and getting my barber's license, going to Western Michigan Barber and Beauty College.
So barber's license, do you do a little bit and dabble in that a little bit now? Or?
I have actually not tried yet. My mom has been getting on me about it.
Okay. But you haven't tried it yet. So what makes you think that's a profession that you'd like to get into?
Because I've always grown up watching my mom cut hair or do nails. Whenever I was younger, we didn't have a babysitter, so I was always in the shop with her.
That's not a bad plan. Not at all. First year for Blossom Time?
Yeah, very first.
So what did your friends just came to you one day and say, hey, you should
All right, so here's the story. I was in my bed after basketball practice. I got a call. I was getting ready to take a little nap.
When was this now?
It was right as the Hartford pageant practices started.
Okay.
And they called me and said, hey, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just getting ready to take a nap. And so they're like, why don't you come down for and try out for Mr. Hartford? I was like, I don't want to. Like, it'll be fun. I was like, I guess. I told my mom. She dropped me off. She was like, have fun. I was like, well, I hope so. First couple practices, I wasn't really into it, but it turned out to be a really great experience.
That's great. So you have, and you can all chime in on this, you've got some big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Because... why do you have some big shoes to fill? What do you think?
In the last 4 years, we've had three Mr. Blossom Times.
In the past 4 years, you've had three Mr. Blossom Times from Hartford. That's awesome.
Oh,
that's really cool. That's really cool. Yeah, you didn't want to say that. So tell me, you've been working on a float. Tell me about this staple in your hand.
Oh,
God.
It was Brent's fault.
Okay. No.
So we were trying to take this, what was it, Brent? This big cardboard.
It was a big wheel.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was used for, but it's a big wooden wheel that was loaded with staples. It's all sticking out of it, all on the sides. And it was me and Xavier's job.
And Brent was so hesitant to Luke Rabbit.
No.
I love it.
He randomly just drops it on me, and then he blames me for not wanting to pick it up again.
I like it. So, all right. So in the past year now, just kind of bringing us up to speed, you've been around checking out, and you can all chime in, other community pageants. Where have you been so far?
We've been to... recently, Berrien Springs, Water Elite, Miss Coloma, Miss South Haven.
We went to Miss Stevensville when we weren't crowned yet.
That was, all the contestants went.
Okay. And then what was something with the Salvation Army you did around Christmas time? What was that?
We went to the Salvation Army in Benton Harbor when they were handing out their presents, and they assigned us like families, and we walked around with our crowns and just like got to talk to all these different people and just learn their backgrounds a little bit. And it was a great experience to talk to all these people and just see their perspectives on Christmas. And it was just amazing.
And it like warmed my heart seeing their faces light up, getting those presents for their kids.
Isn't that a neat feeling?
Yes.
Yeah. It's great.
And then you're also helping out with the Special Olympics basketball and other things as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, well, this is great that we get a chance to chat with you and kind of, you know, let your hair down a little bit, so to speak, and have some fun with us. So I certainly wish you all the best of luck. Do me a favor and make sure you come back and check in with us and let me know how you're doing and how things progress as we lead up to Blossom Time coming up in March.
For sure. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Mackenzie Chambers, first runner-up. Piper Reinhardt, second runner-up. Bryn Duffy, Miss Hartford. And Xavier Salinas, Mr. Hartford. Thank you for coming in. Did I say all your names correctly?
Yes.
You did.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.